Gambling Disorder Screening Day 2026 promotes early detection of addiction. Gambling Disorder Screening Day will be observed worldwide on Tuesday, March 10, 2026, as healthcare providers and organizations push for earlier detection of gambling addiction. The initiative encourages players to assess risky behavior while urging health systems and gambling operators to improve support and prevention tools. The event takes place every year on the second Tuesday of March as part of Problem Gambling Awareness Month, an international campaign focused on education, prevention, and treatment of gambling-related harm. Established in 2014, Gambling Disorder Screening Day aims to help identify individuals who may be experiencing gambling-related problems but have not yet sought professional help. Organizers say many cases remain hidden because screening for gambling behavior is still uncommon in healthcare settings, a growing concern that often goes unnoticed. Gambling disorder can lead to serious financial, emotional, social, and occupational harm. Despite those risks, many people struggling with gambling addiction remain undiagnosed for years. Research shows that only 15% of Americans report ever being asked about their gambling behavior by a primary care provider. By comparison, screening for alcohol or tobacco use is routine in many healthcare environments. Experts say that gap represents a missed opportunity for early intervention. Without screening, gambling harm often becomes visible only after financial losses, relationship conflicts, or mental health issues have already escalated. Gambling itself involves wagering something of value on an event largely determined by chance. While casinos and slot machines often come to mind, gambling also includes activities such as sports betting, lottery tickets, bingo, and even informal betting pools. Mental health professionals diagnose gambling disorder using criteria from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5. A diagnosis typically requires persistent gambling behavior accompanied by symptoms such as chasing losses, hiding gambling activity, or risking relationships and employment. Healthcare screening is still rare. Advocates say integrating gambling screening into healthcare systems could significantly reduce harm. The Division on Addiction at Cambridge Health Alliance, a Harvard Medical School teaching hospital, has played a central role in organizing screening day initiatives and encouraging medical providers to adopt early detection tools. The organization provides a free toolkit for clinics and community groups that includes educational materials, flyers, and digital screening tools such as the Brief Biosocial Gambling Screen, BBGS. Healthcare professionals say even brief screening conversations can help normalize discussion about gambling risks and connect individuals with support services before problems escalate. Lessons from the 2025 Screening Day Report. According to the 2025 Gambling Disorder Screening Day Report, participation continued to grow across health systems, universities, and community organizations worldwide. Screening programs helped identify individuals who showed early warning signs of gambling problems and encouraged them to seek further assessment. The report also highlighted the importance of expanding screening beyond traditional addiction treatment settings. Organizers noted that primary care clinics, mental health services, and community health initiatives could all play a role in early detection. Understanding gambling addiction as part of a broader syndrome. Researchers increasingly view gambling addiction as part of a broader pattern of addictive behavior. The syndrome model of addiction, developed by researchers at the Division on Addiction, suggests that behavioral addictions such as gambling often share underlying vulnerabilities with substance addictions like alcohol or drug dependence. These vulnerabilities can include factors such as mental health conditions, stress, personality traits, and social influences. According to researchers, addiction develops through the relationship between individuals and the object of addiction rather than the object itself. This approach encourages treatment providers to address multiple forms of addiction and related mental health conditions simultaneously rather than treating them in isolation. A month focused on awareness. Gambling Disorder Screening Day forms part of Problem Gambling Awareness Month, which takes place every March and brings together healthcare providers, regulators, charities, and advocacy groups. The campaign aims to reduce stigma around gambling addiction while encouraging people to seek help if they believe their gambling behavior is becoming harmful. Organizers say the message is simple. The earlier a problem is identified, the easier it becomes to address. Screening Day is intended to spark conversations that might otherwise never happen. For many individuals struggling with gambling harm, that first question about their behavior can be the beginning of recovery.